Highway in Easley or online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us. I want to get to our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Brought to you by great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. When you go on vacation, you know what you want? Good food. The thing I can tell you about Palmetto Dunes are the restaurants right there in Palmetto Dunes are right there at Shelter Cove. There is a huge variety. There is top-of-the-line gourmet-type meals. There's quick stuff, quick sandwich shops for the kids and a little beach time. I'm trying to think back to how many different meals I've had, and it's been tons of them. And I got to tell you, man, I love my time there. I love my food there. It's nice to not to worry about cooking. It's nice to not to worry about long rides or long lines. And it's nice to be able to set up reservations in advance if you know you're going to be down. So the great thing, like everything else at Palmetto Dunes, they have something for everybody. And they can run the gamut of everything you're going to need from a food standpoint. So think about that. The golf and the tennis and the beach and the pickleball and the boating and the bikes, riding your bikes everywhere and doing all that. Yeah, all that's great. But in the end, what's really cool, too, is knowing that three squares a day is going to be taken care of and it's going to be awesome. That's Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. The beautiful oceanfront resort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. I mentioned this yesterday. I mentioned the Clemson guys, all together, there are six local players playing the British Open. Let me give you the tee times tomorrow. Kyle Stanley, all these off number one. Yeah, all these off of number one. Kyle Stanley, 8:36 our time. Kevin Kisner, 10:20. Stuart Sink, 12:09. Lucas Glover, 2:15. Dustin Johnson, 2:59. And Doc Redman, 3:32. So six players with ties to the state of South Carolina. Some might say, hey, wait a minute. Stuart Sink went to Georgia Tech. He has property here near Clemson up on the lakes. And so we see him down here in Clemson all the time. So we include him in that list as well. Phil Mickelson, 7:52 a.m. Tiger Woods, 3:10 tomorrow. Coverage begins at 1:30 on the Golf Channel. That's 1:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Loving that tomorrow at the Open Championship from Portrush, Northern Ireland, Royal Portrush. Looking forward to watching all that with live updates tomorrow. That's our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report by the great friends of Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. John, I want to get to a couple things here. Wolverine Jason says, so you don't like Pruitt because he's a sleazeball, but you like Rich Rodriguez. And my answer back to him on text, I'll go in the air here. Rich Rod took over a very bad deal at Michigan. See, this is what, and I'm biased because Rich Rod was very good to me when he was here. And people forget about Rich Rodriguez, just what a terrific run he had at West Virginia. It got tainted at Michigan, but let's tell the truth about Michigan. Now, this is hard for Michigan fans to hear, but Lloyd Carr left him with absolutely nothing. When Lloyd Carr left, the all-time leading passer, all-time leading rusher, all-time leading wide receiver, and a first-round draft pick at left tackle all graduated. Lloyd Carr didn't recruit his last few years there. Then Lloyd Carr goes and sets up an office right across the street from the campus, overlooking it, and they went with an outsider, and it just didn't work. I will tell you this, Michigan, I think, should have given Rich Rodriguez more time. Rich Rodriguez went 3-9 in his first year. That's not great by Michigan standards, obviously. But Lloyd Carr, it was a new system. If you remember, it was a they were pro style. Chad Henne, I believe it was. I believe Morris was the tailback. It was Manningham and Arrington, maybe some of those guys at wide receiver.
Michael Hart was just finishing his time as a tailback.
Hart was a tailback. And Long was a first round, maybe the number one overall pick.
To the Miami Dolphins, yes.
Right. So all those guys left, and Carr knew he was retiring and stopped recruiting and left him with nothing. So he goes 3-9, then he goes 5-7, then he goes 7-6. It was getting better. Took him back to the bowl game in that last year. They didn't like it. They got rid of him. They thought, well, Brady Hoke's a guy, and that wasn't it. And to be honest with you, Michigan has not been the same since. I think Lloyd Carr, and also, too, looking over the program like he did, it's hard to say because he won a national championship there. Just look down on what Lloyd Carr did. It's a little bit like Steve Spurrier at South Carolina. If you tell the whole story of Lloyd Carr, you tell him that, man, he didn't recruit, and he left him with the covered bear there. He goes to Arizona and had one 10-win season, went to the Fiesta Bowl, if you remember. Arizona has absolutely pathetic facilities. It was hard for him to recruit there. It didn't work out there. Don't forget what he did at West Virginia. He had his last 3 years there, three top 10 finishes with 11-1, 11-2, and 10-2, and winning the Sugar Bowl and Gator Bowls and took him to the Fiesta Bowl before he left to take the Michigan job. Rich Rodriguez took the Alabama job in a hotel in New York City and then backed out of it at West Virginia. He could have been the head coach at Alabama. Eventually went to Michigan. It was not a fit at Michigan. He was not a Michigan man, and it didn't work out at Michigan. But to tell the whole story at Michigan, Lloyd Carr deserves some blame there for leaving him worse off. Also on the Health Care text line, Texter says Tennessee fan said that I understand and have heard. He asked me, he says, hey, what did you like about Pruitt? And I said, look, I'm passing on what others said about him. Others that worked with him or coached against him at Georgia, Alabama, and Florida State. And the texture comes back with, I understand, I've heard the same thing. Everyone can recover from a rough pass. At least I'm looking through orange-colored glasses. I get that. I don't trust several things at Tennessee. I don't trust the presidents of the, I don't know how many it goes back to, because I'm not as well connected at Tennessee. But the presidents and the ADs have continued to screw this thing up at Tennessee football. And then, if you remember this Pruitt hire, remember AD, president, get involved, and it's all bad, and they try to hire Schiano, and they try to go all this. When it's all said and done, it wasn't good. The guy that I just don't trust, a guy who's already committed to an NCAA violation as the AD, I don't trust Philip Fulmer.
No.
I don't think Philip Fulmer's a good guy. Philip Fulmer was a dirty recruiter during his day, and maybe you can say, hey, man, that was just in the day that everybody had to do it. I get it. I think Philip Fulmer is a little sleazy to me, too. And if you just go back and look at it, it is amazing to me that Tennessee football has had to suffer what it's had to suffer through. And I can't believe, because I was in Neyland Stadium in the 90s when they were playing national championship kind of football, SEC championship kind of football. It is extremely difficult for me to believe that it has turned into what it has turned into. And much like we talked about with Lloyd Carr, Philip Fulmer now deserves a little bit of the blame for letting it get how it got to. Everybody remembers the Philip Fulmer great years there. Very few remember the 5-6 season in 2005 and the 5-7 season in 2008. Maybe they ran him out early, maybe. I don't trust him now as the AD. I think Philip Fulmer is that former jock mentality that you see there. On the Jeremy Pruitt stuff, go back. Texter makes a good point. Philip Fulmer's been sleazy ever since he backstabbed Johnny Majors to get the job. That's right. That's how he even got the job, was that Majors was sick. He was an interim guy. They won a few games, and he backstabbed his coach, much like Charlie Pell did to Red Parker here. And much like, it's interesting that he hired Jeremy Pruitt, because Pruitt kind of did the same thing in a couple of places that he was at, including what he did to Mark Richt at Georgia, trying to split the team there. And if you go back and look at it, just and I don't have time to get all into it today, but go back and look at what Aaron Murray and David Pollack say about Jeremy Pruitt at his time at the University of Georgia. Besides, there was some off-the-field stuff with relationships, you know, issues that he might have had at Georgia. There's some rumors going on there. I don't know if that's true or not, and I'm not even saying that's the case. What I am saying is that when you have guys that were on the team like Aaron Murray and guys that were close to the program like David Pollack saying the things that they were saying about him, about how he was insubordinate to the head coach, how he cussed out the head coach in practice, how he got his players divided the team, offense and defense, and created this almost a renegade attitude on defense that they had in those years at Georgia. People in the athletic department at Georgia, people in the football program at Georgia, and players, and even and that's behind the scenes, publicly Aaron Murray saying that I don't know if his personality is fit to be a head coach, and that he went into a little more detail. Just do a Google search with Aaron Murray and Jeremy Pruitt, because there's some pretty damning statements by the quarterback at the time about Jeremy Pruitt. So I don't want to get too much into it now, but hope that makes some sense. Just do that research on your own time, and you can kind of see that. Anyway, let me switch gears here. I'm going to let you hear from Kirby Smart and Jimbo Fisher later in this hour. Let me switch gears. Clemson had their media day yesterday, and I mentioned that the things we learned from every single coach. I mentioned this in the first hour. Brandon Streeter said there's three things that Trevor Lawrence can do better: managing the game, not trying to do too much, and footwork were the three things he needed to improve upon. The other thing we learned from Brandon Streeter, at least the big picture we learned from Brandon Streeter yesterday, was that Tyson Pumichon is up 20 pounds. He's 222 now. And so I told you, don't count him out of a future quarterback race. Tony Elliott talked a lot about Tyshawn Dye. He talked a lot about, the transfer out of Tavian Feaster, the timing, catch him off guard a little bit. He talked a lot about Lynn Jay trying to lower his pad level. I think the one big thing that we learned from Tony Elliott yesterday, about his running backs at least, was that Travis Etienne played, he's now at 208, that he got up to maybe 213 or 214, didn't feel comfortable with that weight, so he's lost a little bit to get the speed back and to make it through a longer season. So 208 is what Etienne is at this point in time. John, are you interested in that, thinking that here's a guy that is a speed guy, more powerful than you think, but actually lost some weight as a tailback because he didn't feel comfortable carrying that extra 6 or 7 pounds?
I feel like we do this annually with a handful of different players, you know, where they'll freshman year, they'll do some good things. So they want to bulk up to get ready for their sophomore season to have more wear and tear, take more of a beating, things like that. Then they realize, oh no, now, but you know, I'm 0.2 seconds slower. My 40, I'm losing some quickness. So we got to shed the weight to get ready for junior year to, you know, try to replicate freshman year.
No doubt. No doubt about that.
It happens every year. So it's, I kind of expect that, you know, to hear 2 to 3 of those stories about this week every year.
At wide receiver, the big story is Jeff Scott talked about not having bodies, certain body types at certain positions that will play the three best players. That you could see DeAndre Overton at the slot. I thought the big news yesterday from Jeff Scott was, and something that we've heard repeated many times now by his teammates or by, you know, the scuttlebutt, is that Amari Rodgers' rehab is going very, very well. And you could see Amari Rodgers earlier than anyone expected this year. He's already been cleared to run straight ahead. They're talking about him being cleared in camp to make some cuts. And you never know psychologically, physically, how it all goes, but he has attacked his rehab. And at one point in time, I wrote him off. I think Amari Rodgers is going to play football this year for Clemson. Maybe as back in the punt return and obviously back in the as a two wide receiver game. Amari Rodgers last year had a good year. And I don't think that we give him enough credit. He is a guy that he adds an awful lot to what they do. And I'll be honest with you. When he went down, I want to say the one guy you couldn't replace. His style was the one that you couldn't replace, especially with Darren Kendrick going over to defense. let's remember this. I think that sometimes we forget. I mean, last year he had 55 catches, 575 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Here's a guy that had 6 catches in the Cotton Bowl against Notre Dame. Here's a guy who had 5 against South Carolina, had 4 against Duke, 5 against Boston College, and the punt return from Boston College. He had 6 for 156 and 2 touchdowns against Florida State. He had 6 for 60 against Georgia Tech, 5 against Texas A&M, including a 64-yarder to kind of help turn the game around. That Amari Rodgers is, I don't want to say irreplaceable, but there's no one at that wide receiver core who does what he does. Whereas some things that T. Higgins does, Justin Ross does. Things that Justin Ross does that Ngata or Latson can do or Overton can do, that because of his body style and who he is, there's some things that you don't replace with Amari Rodgers.
No.
Now, I do think Kendrick plays a little wide receiver before then, and I do think now the big news is he's back. He will be back at some point in time this year.
Yeah, I don't think we're looking anymore at the 4-game redshirt rule with Amari Rodgers.
Right.
You know, I was thinking that if you play 15, you know, whatever it may be, he would play the last 3 or 4 games, try to save that year. I don't think after yesterday, I don't even know if that's on the table as much anymore. If they think they can get him back sometime in October.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely, because, you know, with him, you know, you listed those numbers, and he had a great year last year. This would be a whole new position for him moving into the slot, which I think fits his skill set even better with his size and lateral quickness and those things. To put him in the slot with Ross and Higgins on the outside,
yeah.
Best of luck.
I agree. I totally agree 100% there. And quickly, let me do tight ends. Let's finish this up in this segment. Tight ends, we now know that Garrett Williams is not coming back. That's the one thing that we learned yesterday. On the offensive line, I learned 3 things. I learned that Chandler Reed's moving to guard. We knew that from before, but Robbie Caldwell likes him better as a guard than he does as a tackle. That we talked about Jackson Carman's goal of weight-wise, and Robbie Caldwell mentioned yesterday that Jackson Carman's goal is 340, and he's on the way to doing that, and they like where he was at the second half of spring practice. And then finally, and this is surprising a little bit, he expects Jordan McFadden to compete for a starting tackle spot.
That was interesting.
So they like Jordan McFadden an awful lot, and he is a future starter. Maybe not this year, but maybe this year.
I mean, you know, we need to start kind of acknowledging the fact that on this offensive line this year, 4 out of 5 starters will more than likely be seniors or redshirt seniors.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So these guys are going to have to get some snaps throughout the year.
That's exactly right. Hey, a texter wants to know, hey, Mickey, can you tell the Charlie Pell, Red Parker story you referenced? I don't know how that went down. Red Parker was the head coach here in 1976, and Charlie Pell came on as defensive coordinator, and Pell kind of backstabbed him to the administration, backstabbing around some folks, and kind of Red Parker's one of his good guys, helped turn the program around. But Charlie Pell kind of backstabbed him and kind of took the job from him. And as it worked out for Clemson. But Parker's a good guy. Pell was not the good guy. And Pell, like I said, insubordinate and kind of pulled some strings and back, you know, talked bad about the guy and all that kind of stuff to get the players on the side, that kind of stuff. So not a good scene back there in the mid-70s. It turned out, but turned out kind of the – we're going about it the wrong way to get the job, at least. All right, let's take a break. Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Get your garage floor done. I want to talk about businesses now, though. You know, think about this. If you walk in, your customer's right there in your showroom, right there in your walkway, your foyer area, your lobby area, seeing your logo with your colors on a beautiful looking floor, epoxy floor. Think about if your restaurant, the spills you have, automotive replace or repair and replace the spills that you might have, haircut facilities, you know, just sweeping up something like that. Think about there's a major manufacturing plant in the upstate. They just did their break room. Now it's a 2,000 or 1,500 square foot break room, but or your bathrooms. Anytime you see spills, you know, restaurants in the kitchens where the spills, think about this because it's so easy. Slip resistant, stain resistant. You wipe it all up. It makes it great. It's our great friends at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. And when we come back, Josh Williams is going to join us normally on a Friday, but since the British Open starts, I want to get his thoughts on what's going to go on at Portrush. We moved him up a day. Later this hour, I'll let you hear from Kirby Smart and Jimbo Fisher in the next hour. Talk a little bit about what they do. Short break, much more right after this.
Hey, friends. This is Lake Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first condo hotel. Set to open this fall, Lakeside Lodge is going to be a place where neighbors become family, and weekends will be spent by the pool, on the lake, and in Death Valley. And our on-site restaurant will be open to the public to enjoy as well. There's still time to join our family. Give us a call to schedule your hard hat tour today, or come see us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday. Lakeside Lodge, the best is yet to come.
Up to $6,000 off on the Honda Pilot and the best lineup of SUVs rated by U.S. News. Hendrick Honda easily has over 500 new and used vehicles on the lot. Nobody can make your credit work better or get you more money for your trade. Come in this week and make sure to mention the Roar to receive your first 2 years of oil changes free with your new vehicle purchase. Visit them today at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway in Easley, just off Highway 123, and online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Twin Peaks is your ultimate sports lodge with a menu to match. Pair any of their made-from-scratch menu items with a frosty 29-degree draft beer served by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl, and you're in for a legendary sports-watching experience. At Twin Peaks, their made-from-scratch menu has something for every sports fan. Indulge in their all-new Smoker Selects, like the Carolina pulled pork sandwich or sweet and smoky ribs. Nothing pairs better than a 29-degree draft beer. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
When you need catering, you need Your Pie of Clemson. That's right, Your Pie now offers catering with new menu items that include fresh baked pasta like cheesy Alfredo, meatball marinara, and pesto chicken. Delicious panini platters like the Italian, turkey club, ham and cheese, fresh Caesar, Greek, and caprese salads. And all your favorite fresh mouth-watering pizzas, plus chips, brownies, drinks, and more. Place your order today. 643-4180. Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
Why Gold's Gym? There's only one place where coaching fitness has been a part of our DNA for over 50 years. We've been delivering results and transforming lives longer than anyone else. There's only one place that fosters a true community of support, where change is experienced every day. And when real change happens, we all feel it. Our team, our coaches, and most importantly, our members. Join Gold's Gym with zero enrollment today. Valid with select new memberships and participating locations only. Commitment may be required. Annual fee and other restrictions may apply. Offer ends July 31st.
Let Audible heat up your summer fun. With an unmatched selection of audio entertainment you can listen to anywhere, including exclusive Audible originals. Compelling stories, thrilling performances, and A-list celebrity talent make Audible Originals must-listen events, like Stan Lee's Alliances, A Trick of Light, performed by actress Yara Shahidi. Get it only from Audible, or choose a title perfect for your travel plans. Start a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook is on us at audible.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do?
Hey, my friends at the Kiwi Financial Group, Greg Wells and his folks want to talk to you right now. As an independent advisor, that means they're not pushing any of the big box stuff. They're going to get you only what you need, including, I think this is pretty cool, including some alternative investments. You know, maybe some rental properties, maybe some, I don't know, maybe some other businesses, things on these lines. This is different than what you'll see at a lot of different places. Greg Wells is going to get you what you need, studying it and making sure that you get only the stuff that you need. That's important too. Sometimes people try to sell you stuff that you don't need. Greg's not about that. They're here to make a positive influence on their clients' lives, and they do it every single day at 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, next door to Max Drive-In, 654-5043, or visit their website. It's kiwifg.com. When it comes to Social Security issues you might be having, when it comes to any kind of retirement planning, any kind of, advice that you might be needing and looking for, I would think about these folks, because sitting down, Greg has the experience and the knowledge and the passion for it. The guy's extremely passionate about what he does here at KiwiFG.com. British Open starts in, now my math's not good, about 18 hours. So I wanted to bring Josh Williams, J-Dub, on to talk about some of the things going on with the British Open. Good morning, Josh Williams. How you doing, my friend?
Doing well, guys. How are you?
We are absolutely fantastic. I want to jump right into it. We have not seen Royal Portrush. Let me start out by saying this. Weather-wise, raining today, but good news for the players. Highs in the mid to low 60s. The lows are only in the 50s, which is great news for them. And winds over the next 4 days, anywhere from 9 to 15 miles an hour. We're not going to get the 30 and 40 mile an hour gust or anything at Portrush. But Josh, tell me about this golf course, something that we've not seen a major championship here since the in over 50 years, over 60 years, actually, since 1950s. What do we need to know about Royal Portrush?
Yeah, and it last hosted the Irish Open in 2012, but even since then, it's kind of gone under a pretty big overhaul in some spots to get it ready to host an event of this size and get ready for the influx of people and have the infrastructure ready. So the routing has been redone. They have added two new holes, which will play as numbers 7 and 8 this week, which basically did away with the old number 17 and 18 taken up with a lot of the infrastructure, hospitality tents, and all that they usually set up as associated with these big tournaments here. But, you know, the two holes they got rid of were supposedly two of the weaker holes on the golf course anyway, so it makes it a little bit stronger there. So far, it's definitely been getting rave reviews from the players. It's one that when you look at open venues, one of the things you really kind of always see and they talk about are the bunkers and the pot bunkers. And this one, there's only a total of 58, which is the lowest by a pretty decent margin out of any other open venue. But that during the preparation to get ready, they've kind of rebuilt all of them over the last couple of years to get them ready, refaced them, and even a good bit of them, they took sand out of them to make them a bit deeper and maybe even a little more penal. You know, when you see it on TV, it's going to be very, very green, which is not, you think back to last year, Carnoustie was very, very dry and baked out. But they put in a lot of work trying to basically top dressing every couple of weeks and overseeding with fescue. So it's pretty lush, but they still wanted it to play firm and fast. But, you know, that's still going to be dictated by the weather. And was it going to be, kind of rain in the forecast pretty much every day? Not heavily, but it's going to be off and on showers basically from today all the way through the rest of the week. I think today being the worst day. It's the rough in particular, the fescue is definitely going to be thick, so it's not going to be the kind of wispy rough that we kind of saw last year with it being so dry. So, you know, maybe put a little bit more premium on the driving part. And, you know, I've heard kind of mixed reviews that they kind of wanted to set up where it would force the players to hit more drivers, but, you know, even in Koepka's press conference in the last couple of days, he even said he, you know, would maybe only hit 5 or 6. So a lot of that could be dictated by the weather and how wet it plays over the next few days. But, you know, I think one thing that's kind of interesting about it and that I kind of like from what I've seen is kind of the way that the green complexes were designed. You know, in a little bit of untraditional way, there's going to be several holes that have kind of, you know, raised greens with some false fronts, but a lot of the ones you'll notice that on the shorter par fours and even the par fives, the greens are going to be pretty small. Whereas the greens on the longer, more difficult ones are much larger in size. It makes it a very, very fair. And you know, if everything goes well this week, I'm pretty sure that I've read that they're they're committed to bringing it back here at least two more times and putting it in the rotation.
Well, I like that idea. The other part you're seeing now is it's the greenest open venue I've ever seen. Lush is a word you keep hearing. You don't hear that about the browned out and the burned out other locations there, but beautiful piece of property. A lot of undulation changes even around the greens. We'll keep an eye on that. Hey, Josh, since it is a new major venue, what are the trends tell us about when we take a traditional major championship to a new place?
If you basically look back, basically since the year 2000, there have been basically 12 instances where a major has been at a new venue, and basically meaning that major is being played at a place that hasn't been in 20 years where there's not going to be course history for the guys that are playing in the field. So when you look at that, you know, the Open is one that lends itself to guys that maybe a little bit older champion, guys that have a lot of experience in course history, and that's not necessarily going to be the case on this one. But in those 12 instances, if you look at it, 9 of the 12 winners were ranked inside the top 10 coming into the week of their win, and only 2 out of those 12 were even outside of the top 15. So when you kind of look at it, the average world rank for a winner at a new venue basically this century is a little over 7. So maybe the cream kind of rises to the top there even more so. Koepka makes the comment about, you know, the people that can win at a major championship, you know, he throws out his math at the PGA, for instance, saying it was maybe only like 35. So, you know, if that's the case and you look at it here, I don't think it's that small, but, you know, the math kind of says that it may be even smaller than that with kind of the top 10 to 15 in the world are much more likely to win.
All right, as far as the last 10 years, any trends we didn't know about with the Open, the British Open, as I say, or the Open, in the last 10 years or so?
Yeah, when you compare kind of the U.S. Open to the British Open here, if you look at the U.S. Open, you know, coming into it, basically all of the last 10 winners were, you know, had 7 of them in their 20s and really all of them were in their early 30s or younger. You contrast it to the Open in the last 10 years, you've got, I think it's 7 out of 10 that were 35 or over, and you've even had 3 that are in their 40s. So when you kind of put it all together, and this goes back to 2009 with Stuart Sink. So maybe if you looking at the things that kind of correlate between all of those, basically you're looking at somebody that's 35 or over, that's ranked in the top 30 in the world, that has a previous top 6 finish in an Open Championship, somebody who has a win on the season and who is coming in good form. They, you know, have a top 20 in one of their 2 previous starts, and also one is that has played the week before, and that's one thing to kind of look at with Koepka. If you look at his 4 major titles, he's played the week before. And also that's not coming in the case this week. So when you kind of throw all that together, the one guy that fits all that criteria would be Matt Kuchar.
Local player, Matt Kuchar. We'll see you there. And then how about props? I know this is – the prop stuff's pretty doggone fun. I hadn't seen any props for the British Open.
Yeah, there's a few that kind of caught my eye. One of them, you know, a lot of them for this one you can kind of pick a top finisher by nationality or ethnicity, basically. One I saw was for top Asian. Obviously, you think the 2 kind of main contenders there are obviously Matsuyama and Haotong Li. I think those 2 are kind of head and shoulders above everybody else. And if you can get Haotong Li at plus 600, he's a guy that had a top 3 finish here in the Open a couple years ago. He has a pretty good track record on the European Tour. So if he and Hideki kind of separate themselves from the rest of the guys, you basically almost kind of like a head-to-head, you can get him at plus 600, and you're definitely not going to get 6-1 if you're betting him and Matsuyama head-to-head. So that's kind of interesting. You know, another popular one is kind of to make and miss the cut. I think I would go back to the well again and pick Jordan Spieth at plus 250 to miss the cut. And maybe even Justin Thomas at +300. He did play very well last week, but his three open appearances, he's yet to make a cut. Top 20 finish, you know, take a chance on somebody like Mark Leishman at +240. He's a guy that's got three top six finishes in the last 5 years. And some guys that I really like and the kind of you would take a chance with on a top 10 finish, maybe even top five finish, would be Adam Scott and Henrik Stenson. But I think the ball striking really sets up well for them this week. You can get them at +250 for a top 10, and a top five would be +600. If you want to take a longer shot, maybe on somebody like Matt Wallace at +450. He had a top five finish at the PGA this year, coming in pretty good form. You know, again, Matt Kuchar, you can get him at +270 for a top 10 finish. He's, you know, his last three open results, he's got a second and two tied for ninth appearances there. So if you want to try to take a longer shot, those are some guys I kind of like there. And, you know, if you're looking at a top five, you know, I think Rahm offers some value there. He's actually coming in a good form. He's at +350 for a top five finish. He, you know, had a top five finish at the U.S. Open, and 2 weeks ago at the Irish Open, shoot 64, 62 on the weekend, and kind of blows everybody away there. So if he's one that can keep his emotions in check, I would think he'd be in contention this week.
Keep waiting on the Matsuyamas. Keep waiting on the Rahms, the guys who have played well but not won majors. Really not been in major contention a whole lot, but win more often than not, as opposed to what Koepka does. It's that opposite. Keep waiting on those guys to play well. Hey, man, I appreciate you moving schedules for us because it starts in just a few hours. I wanted to get your thoughts on the British Open and the prop stuff and all that kind of stuff beforehand. Great stuff as usual, and let's talk again next Friday if we can.
Sounds good. You guys have a good rest of the week.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call there. That is Josh Williams. Info. He's our bear. Like bear for College Game Day. Mm-hmm. He's our little bear. He's our little cub.
Okay.
Of a wealth of information.
Man knows his stuff.
Yes.
No man knows his stuff.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the Clemson, what we learned from the defense. I gave you what we learned from the offense. We'll get to that. I also have Jimbo Fisher and Kirby Smart. Let's do Jimbo Fisher in the next segment. Clemson plays A&M, so let's hear from Jimbo Fisher coming up in the next segment. Absolute Waste Management, they specialize in residential and commercial waste removal, any unwanted bulky items, old furniture, appliances, construction debris, yard waste, so much more. They get clean-out services for evictions and garages and attics and rental properties and estate liquidations and foreclosures. So they clean out stock rooms, unused equipment for you businesses out there. They clean out barns or clean out storage units. Hey, stop tripping over it. Get rid of that clutter. You don't want to do it. If you want to do it, it'd have been done by now. Think about our great friends with no hidden fees, straightforward pricing, no job is too big, no job is too small. For a free quote today, let them just call or text the folks, 864-266-7131, 864-266-7131. It's Absolute Waste, MGMT.com. Get in touch with our great friends there. Get rid of it, man. Stop tripping over it. It's been there long enough. It's collecting dust. Get it out of the way. A great friend's Absolute Waste Management. Jimbo Fisher met with the media. We'll let you hear from him right after a short break.
On August 22nd, ESPN and the ACC bring you ACC Network. Get closer to the conference home of 15 championship-winning programs. With live games, inside access, original content and analysis. Be in the know all day, every day. Visit GetACCN.com to check availability in your area and demand ACCN. Are you ready for ACCN? We do this.
I'm Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at EngineeredSleep.com. That's EngineeredSleep.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
For the first time ever, Edwards Auto Sales and Ford Motor Company present the Hurry Up and Save sales event. Get an estimated 20% off MSRP on 2019 Escapes, Edges, and EcoSports. Ford is offering private cash offers up to $2,000 to select families in addition to your estimated 20% off. Biggest savings, largest discounts, and private offers. Get behind the wheel of a new Ford product. Hurry to Edwards Auto Sales, home of no dealer fees, 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard, Walhalla.
Need to get organized? Today is the day for doing with the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Put your basement or garage in order with a range of Husky welded steel shelves, including a four-tier 77-inch rack, just $169. That'll save you $30. Easy to assemble, each shelf has a lifetime warranty and holds up to 1,500 pounds. That gets a lot out of your way. Come into the Pack Store Save event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
When a loved one is facing Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia, it can be difficult to know what to do. Dominion Senior Living will bring you peace of mind by providing your loved one with a specialized care plan, top-notch community support, and the warm southern charm you've been looking for. Dominion Senior Living's memory care program is designed to weave a person's life history, skills, interests, and routine into a personalized care plan with their specific needs in mind. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. Love cars? Listen up. We're LKQ, and we're car guys, too. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find hundreds of cars and millions of parts just waiting for you to pull them yourself and save big. Check out our PYP garage and get alerts on vehicle inventory when it first comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for more. Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze.
Tonight is a good night for me. One of my best friends in the world, Greg Russian, is coming over. He is the general manager over at Katichi. So I get a little feel on Katichi. Man, I can't tell you this yet. I can't get into specifics yet. But they have some huge. Let me do it a little different way. They have some huge things going on coming up here in the future. I'll tell you all about that tomorrow. Hopefully tell you more about that tomorrow and where they are. Hey, for the Ledbetter, David Ledbetter Junior Golf Championships at Katichi next weekend, 27th, 28th. This Saturday's the last day to sign up for it. Anyone from the rising fourth graders to recent 2019 high school graduates, it's only $85 a person. That's two rounds, tournament rounds, and a practice round, and discounted practice round for your parent if they want to play with you. Now, this entry deadline is this week. Get in touch with Jeff Gotham, 706-856-3322, jeff@katichi.com. I got to tell you, man, I love when I get to go down and be with the owners and their family. When I get to go down and get to be with the head golf professional and his staff, Shannon Howell's a great, great friend as well, and Greg, the general manager, and his staff, the food. We had a text yesterday talking about all the other stuff that goes on there. I'm not going to get to too much, but can I just tell you maybe a little pickleball future situation there, pickleball coming up? And
really?
Yeah, I can't get into the other stuff yet, but I will. CATEECHEE.com. Texter just said, Katichi, what a beautiful golf course. Don't get there as often as I'd like to. Again, of course, everybody says that. You're going to love it. CATEECHEE.com. You told me a story during the break about a buddy of yours and about, I don't want to get him in trouble. We won't mention his name, but he has a ritual for
golf. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we were discussing parking situations for football season, and we will be over by the lake. Got a nice little group of guys. All went to school together, sit together, tailgate together, have a good time. A good friend of mine, whether it be spring game Saturday or any other Saturday in the fall, he proceeds to, he doesn't live here in Clemson anymore, so he feels like, you know, he has to do all the Clemson things when he comes back to town. But his one of his things is he starts every game day morning. He wakes up, grabs a bottle of 2-in-1 shampoo body wash, and he heads down to Lake Hartwell to take a bath in the lake because, as he puts it, you got to start every game day getting baptized.
I love this guy.
He's been doing it for years.
I love this guy. I absolutely love this guy.
You know, well, it can kind of get annoying when he's the guy who has the truck with all the stuff in it. We got to wait for him to go set up the tailgate while he's too busy taking a bath in Lake Hartwell.
I like it, though, man.
He's getting his mind right. He's
got to cleanse the soul.
Let's put it this way. He does not live in the great state of South Carolina anymore. He says, I got to wash the badness away from me.
That's right, man. You got to get all the toxicity off of you there.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad the beautiful waters of Lake Hartwell can do that. In case you missed today's show, we have talked, well, one texter, we had Josh Williams on last segment. One texter said, this segment with golf sucks. And I appreciate the text there, bro, but we've talked college football. We'll do it for 8 of 9 segments today, including letting you hear, and people say, you talk Clemson all the time. Well, we talked about Ole Miss and Tennessee so far.
Talked about Tennessee for a while.
Right, and we're going to do A&M and let you hear from Jimbo Fisher. Now, in the next next hour, we're going to do a lot of Georgia stuff, letting you hear from Kirby Smart. Today, we'll do the ACC Media Days, Atlantic Division, and Coastal Division next couple of days, and Brad and Quark and Kelly are up in Charlotte for that. It's okay, bro. It's okay. We can take about 12 minutes and do something that you might not like, man. Sorry, man. It's not for everybody. But 8 out of 9 college football segments today. Pretty good odds, man. Pretty good percentages there.
Hey, we got a major tomorrow. You got to start talking about it. You got to get ready for it.
It's only the biggest sporting event in the world this weekend, but that's okay. Let's let you hear Jimbo Fisher. Now, much like Ed Orgeron, you might need some subtitles here, but Jimbo Fisher met with the SEC media in Hoover yesterday.
The SEC, you've got 1 year under your belt, some wonderful people down in College Station. Just how that met your expectations, being under the guise of the 12th man?
College Station, Texas A&M, the 12th, it doesn't get any better. And I say that not just because I'm coaching there. I've been in a lot of places. And being to the SEC, I cut my teeth in the SEC. I was at Auburn for 6 years, LSU for 7. We had some great success at both places. I knew what to expect in the league. But Texas A&M provides you all the things you have to have. They have tremendous support from the administration and all phases, from the chancellor to the president to their athletic director, everybody involved. And they do the things you have to do. And then the 12th man is just, you know, it's second to none. We know they're like, all right, what do we need to be successful and how do we need to do it? And it's a great relationship we have, and it's a very unique place, and I love being there.
Coach, right here on the front row.
Coach, how far has Kellen Mond come since you first got him?
Well, I think maybe you want to ask him that. but I think a long way as far as how he approaches the game and understanding how to play the position of quarterback, not from just an X and O standpoint. I mean, his knowledge of the game has been tremendous. The conversations we have and his ability to see blitzes and protections and how to attack coverages and all those things. But I think from a standpoint of how to be the quarterback and the leader of the organization, from a standpoint of how much time do you spend with guys off the field, how he sets and works with the young players, and understand the psychological disposition to be able to compete at a high level, the ups and downs of everything that goes on. And I mean, he's a blast to be around. And listen, nobody works any harder than Kellen does. He's a tremendous, he puts the time in the film room and in the weight room and the conditioning and throwing. I mean, he does everything he has to do to be great. And he's one of those guys, as he's having success, he deserves every inch of it.
Right here in the second row in the middle.
Yeah, Coach, after last year's 7 overtime game, how many overtimes do you think you could possibly go to in one game?
That was pretty amazing. Our guys were fresh. They felt like they'd go 3 or 4 more. We almost did. I'm just glad we come up with a final 1-2-point play that we had to have at the right time. So, but that was to be involved in that game was very iconic and something we'll always remember. It was one of the great games in college football history.
Jim, on the end of the front row, please. What's that? Right, you. Just go ahead and ask it.
Jim, I'm sure you heard that this
statistic that Nick is 16-0 against former assistants. Just what's it going to
do? I have never heard that.
Okay. Kirby had a similar response. But just what is it going to take for a team to kind of knock Alabama off, and in particular Nick?
A 60-minute football game. You got to play 60 minutes and play well, and play well in the game. I mean, it's not going to be any brain surgery. Believing you can win and go in and play in the game. I mean, they have a tremendous program, but you know they're a football team too that can have ups and downs. You have to go play a very good football game. That's what it's going to take, because they have good players, they're well coached, and they expect to win. They've built a culture of winning. So that's, and I'm not trying to be smart. I mean, that's literally what it's going to take. You got to go play a very good football game, expect to win, and make the plays when you have the opportunities.
To your left, Coach.
Hey, Coach, I know this is way down the line, but do you have any idea what it's going to feel like to go into Tiger Stadium as an opposing coach and coach against LSU?
Well, I've actually done that, not as a head coach, but as an assistant coach when I was at Auburn. We played some epic battles there, too. But it'll be fun. I mean, like I say, that's developing into one heck of a rivalry, and I have great respect for LSU. We had great success there. Both my children were born in Baton Rouge. They were born there. But it's a heck of an environment. I know this. I always liked going in there when they were behind me, then against me. That's one of the toughest places to play in college football, and it'll be a fun, exciting, tough environment, no doubt.
Right here in the camera bank. Go ahead.
Well, you know, they are. They're very close. Those guys are really close. And all of them are doing well. Keyshawn's doing a really good job in the summer program. I heard Tank's was in our two deep, and James is in our two deep coming out of spring practice. Those guys are battling. But James is a very dynamic guy. And I think what he's learned so far, he's had great physical skills. But I think what he's learning from Kellen is how to prepare and how to mentally prepare and get yourself in position to play. Not just getting in shape, but how to get in that film room and understand how to take advantage and learn from watching him prepare for games is a big thing I've seen, and that's the biggest difference from the first semester to the second semester, watching him do it. James has a tremendous future.
Right here in the front row.
Jimmy Ott, ESPN Radio, Baton Rouge. I was going to talk about the LSU series, but since we touched on that, trying to instill a physical component, you know, rushing the football and stopping the rush was an issue before you got to A&M. Is that where it needs to be right now? You know, where's that been?
I think it always starts. In this league, it's always going to start there. I think that's what separates this. I mean, you have great skill guys and a lot of league, and you have them in this league as good as anybody. But the difference of the guys that put their hand in the dirt and the offensive, defensive line in this league it's just different from a top to bottom. And you have to have that physicality in this league if you're going to be able to do it. You want to throw it all day, but you better be able to run, because them guys up front on the other team, everybody's got guys that can rush. And you have to establish that line of scrimmage, or I don't think you'll have consistent success in this league.
Coach on the second row.
Jimbo, how have you seen the comfortability with your players and your system grow over this past year and plus? And can you ever get where you want to get when being comfortable?
You're never where you want to be. If good enough's ever good enough, you're in trouble. But I do think from the questions they asked, the thing that excited me most about the offseason program, spring practice, and then going in was how they approached it. I think the first year, which was understandable, they didn't know. How we wanted things done. Whether that's the best in the world, I don't know, but that's how we wanted things done. And I think from that, they really embraced at the success they had at the end of the year, going into the offseason, understanding why we have the offseason, why we practice like we practice, why we are so situational and in practice, and understanding the mental game, not along with, you know, guys want to grind physically, but do they grind mentally? I think understanding how to win, because, listen, I don't care how good of players you get in this league, everybody's got good players. It's going to come down 3, 4, 5 plays in the game that you have to be able to make and expect to make. And I think they're learning to practice that way, expect that way, but then have the expectations of winning, not hoping to win, expecting to win.
Coach on the second row right here, please.
Hey, good. How are you?
So
Keyshawn was talking about the changes, the criteria changes and targets.
Yes. I think it's excellent, because I think at least sets a standard for what it is and what it, I mean, it's defined. And I think once you define something, then you can coach something. I think it's hard to be consistent on how you coach and how you do things if you don't know the rules. And the part about it I like is, before it had to be that if it wasn't reasonable doubt, it wasn't that they called it. I think because the penalty is so extreme, when you're talking about making guys sit games out now for excessive penalties, which I totally agree with, if you make sure that they're actually doing it. I think the new rule change is outstanding, in my opinion.
As Jimbo Fisher from his meeting with the media yesterday. We'll talk some A&M football when we come back. I've got to get top of the hour break here. But one texter wanted to know, said, I missed yesterday's show. Can you talk about Clemson's position unit ranking nationally? Just quickly, let me touch on that text. Here's what Phil Steele says. National rankings. Quarterback number one, running back three, wide receiver two, offensive line three, defensive line five, linebacker 14, and defensive in the secondary seven. Pretty salty by position groups there, including nobody in the top, outside of the top three. No, you're not outside of the top three on the offensive line, on the offensive side of the ball.
Might score some points this year, Mickey.
Maybe.
One or two.
All right, I've got three or four things to do in the next hour. When we come back, we'll talk about what Jimbo Fisher had to say. Also, let you hear from Kirby Smart, talk some Georgia football. They've got to replace two coordinators, and that's going to be interesting. Finally, we'll talk about the defensive side. I learned something from all three defensive units yesterday, and even special teams from Dabo Swinney's days yesterday. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them take care of you at Prime Lending. Here's the bottom line is that they're going to get you rates that are as good or better, but you're going to do it locally. The bottom line is that the bottom line's better. I mean, in the end, let's think about this. The bottom line is the bottom line, but I like doing it with a great bottom line and nice people and local people and people I know, people I trust, people I see at churches and local functions and weddings and you know, all that kind of stuff. Look, it's easy. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. Love for you to come back. Hour number three right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP.